What's going on, rock stars? This is Alex Pardo, and you are listening to another episode on the Flip Empire Show, number 297.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, I hope this episode finds you guys doing awesome wherever you're listening to this. I really, really appreciate the fact that you're tuning in here. Here's the only thing I ask, if you don't mind me giving you starting the episode with a quick ask, which, by the way, goes against everything I always talk about is right. But, I have realized that I'm so blessed to have this platform and it continues to grow. I want to reach more people. And I think the only way I can do that is if you spread the word, share this episode with a friend on social media or via email, however you can spread this if you are getting value. And so I will leave it at that. I want to talk about something that, you know, I've been reflecting a lot lately. And you guys have probably heard on some previous episodes how much growth and how much clarity I've gotten over the course of the last several months. And, you know, one of the things I've really been thinking about and writing down, kind of journaling almost, is the fact that, you know, if you're listening to this, it's obviously because you want a better life, you know, and I admire you and I respect you for taking the time to want to invest in yourself, right? And this is an investment of time. So just you listening to this, I know that I'm attracting the right kinds of people. And if you're doing that, it's because you want a better life for yourself. You want a better life probably for your family or the people around you. And there's things you want to experience. There's things you want to enjoy. In all likelihood, there's an impact that you want to make. You want to improve the lives of, you know, not just yourself, but the people around you. And so if you feel that burden, if you're carrying that weight, understand, guys, that your sole job right now is to continue to invest in yourself on a daily basis. Why? Because, you know, I think about the analogy. I think I had heard this in the past, but I read it recently in another book, or maybe I heard somebody talk about it, how, you know, when you're on an airplane, God forbid, I don't think there's probably anybody listening to this that has been through, you know, a scary airplane experience where the oxygen mask comes down from the top of the plane because there's turbulence or something going on. Hopefully nobody has experienced that. I pray to God that I never do. But you know how the stewardess or the flight attendants, they always talk about the fact that you got to put your mask on first before you go assist others. And you know, the correlation is, another analogy is, you think about your cup. If your cup is halfway filled up and you pour this halfway filled up cup into another cup, now your cup is empty. And those are two analogies that just prove that you need to fill yourself up before you can pour into the lives of others. And that means that your sole responsibility needs to be every single day making sure that you're filling your cup up, making sure that you're putting on that oxygen mask so that then you can turn around and help others and have an impact. And if you are not doing that, I ask you why. Are you going through a season in your life? Have you been punched in the gut? Are you down now and you just haven't gotten up for some reason? Are you kind of throwing yourself a pity party? You know, life is going to throw curveballs. And, you know, Mike Tyson is famous for many things, but one of the quotes that he's known for saying is, everybody's got a plan until you get punched in the face. And I'm here to tell you that life is going to punch you in the face and it's going to knock you out. And you got to get up. You have to know how you're going to respond to that adversity, because there's people in your life, there's people around you that depend on you, are relying on you, that their life is contingent on your success. And I want you to feel that weight. I want you to feel that burden, and I want you to accept it. I want you to embrace it, because pressure makes diamonds. And if you run from that, not only is your life going to be affected, but it's the people around you. And I don't want to sound like I'm preaching or anything, because believe me, I go through seasons in my life in which I don't always feel this way. And sometimes I don't accept and embrace this responsibility, but the more that I think about it, the more I realize I have to embrace it, I have to accept it, and I welcome it. I've adopted that mindset, and I believe I've had that mindset for a long time. I think I'm just more self-aware now. I think I'm just more, I know that the people in my life, my family, my friends, my inner circle, many of them rely on me, not just to like take care of them, but to pour into their life. And this podcast episode right now is one tiny, tiny example of me wanting and striving to pour into your life, right? Through my message, through my experience. And believe me, I make so many mistakes. There's so much that, there's so much growth and maturation that I'm going through on a daily basis. And I only wish I can have the experience of, you know, the Alex Pardo 10, 15, 20 years into the future, if I'm blessed to live another 20 years, right? Because I always say, I wish I knew then what I know now, right? And you really just have to adopt that mindset that you are striving to become the best version of yourself, and that today you're going to be a better version of yourself than you were yesterday, and tomorrow you're going to be a better version of yourself than you were today. I want to talk not about business, but just more about the mindset, that warrior mindset that it takes. And part of it is understanding part of it is just accepting it and embracing it, and knowing that you need to pour into yourself. You need to make sure that your cup is full so that then you can pour into others. That's where, man, I think that's where your life starts to really gain purpose, and when you get fulfilled, right? For many, at least for me, I can't speak for you, right? I think everybody has a different purpose. Everybody is fulfilled in different ways, and whatever that looks like for you, know that the starting point is you. You know, you are going to be with you until you're no longer on this earth, right? And I know that this sounds a little crazy, kind of the direction I'm taking this particular episode, but it's just kind of on my heart. It's something I want to share with you, because if I can share something with you through this podcast or through a video that strikes a chord with you and inspires you to go out and do something and help the people around you, then that's how we start to kind of, you know, our tentacles start to kind of have a greater reach on our communities, the society, and ultimately the world, right? And again, I realize that this might sound very kind of up in the clouds for many of you listening, but I really just want to encourage you to adopt the mindset, feel the weight, feel the burden that people rely on you. Once again, I will say, accept it with open arms, and know that God isn't giving you anything that you can't handle. And if you're going through whatever it is you might be going through right now, maybe you're having some health challenges, some financial challenges, some relationship challenges, or a combination of the three, maybe even more, realize that you're meant to learn something from those experiences, and it's meant to shape you into a better person. And it's not to say, you know, we're not going to go through seasons in our life where we're down and we're feeling out, or when life hits us in the face and we get knocked down, but you got to get back up and you got to just keep striving and moving forward. And so I hope that this, I just want to kind of spread positivity here. And I hope that this message, comes through loud and clear, because I genuinely feel this way. And if anything, sometimes I think I need to plug in and listen to my own words, because it's not always easy. And I recognize that we're not robots, we're humans. And I'm praying that this is something that connects with some people out there, and you adopt that mindset, and you go out there and you do, and you grab and you accomplish what's meant to be yours. You know, Ed Mylett is a business strategist, a motivational speaker. And one of the things that he shared on, I heard one of his talks from stage, and he was talking about, he's like, my greatest fear is one day dying, going to heaven, and God introducing me to the person I was meant to become. Right? We have so many gifts and talents, and the last thing you want to do is squander it away. And so you kind of have to be on this mission to just keep improving, to just keep being the best version of yourself. And then your ecosystem, the people around you, are going to be impacted in a positive way as a result of you putting in those reps and you just on a constant mission to become better, right? To become a better you. And so I appreciate you listening to the show. I thank you. And I'm excited, super excited for the guest I have coming up here. I have a business ninja strategist, systems ninja, someone that I have worked with for very closely for the last year that I'm excited to have on the show. And so make sure you plug into the masterclass this coming Monday. Or if you're listening to this in the future, it's going to be episode 298. And guys, as with all these episodes, if you ever want to plug in, there's a couple different things you can do. Just go to flipempire.com/episode and then plug in the number. So this was episode 297. Or just go to flipempire.com and use the search bar, and you can type in different keywords there. We're nearing 300 episodes, which blows me away. And we have covered so much content. I've had so many awesome guest experts on these masterclass. So reach out. Let me know how I can continue to improve the show, how I can continue to up-level you, your life, your business. And I will strive every single day to do just that. So thank you so much, and I will connect with you on the next episode. Take care.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show, but we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text Empire to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.